Yeah, no, that's a great thing to be encouraging all of us to move and to meet each other. And, you know, I just came across actually a teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, recently, that all the people of faith, that means people of heart from all the sacred paths, they're all tender-hearted and compassionate, and they support each other, you know, for the good. So you're all doing that. We all strive for that. Yeah, to see really ourselves as one community. I mean, humanity is one. That's the Quranic teaching, actually, that humanity is one. The prophets were sent to humanity to guide and, to make peace, actually. So, you know, it's so funny. It's so counter the message that people are still struggling with each other. But obviously, God knows that we have that in us. I don't mean it God knows in a kind of slang way. I mean, Allah knows that we have the conflictive tendency within us. But then the beauty is when we overcome it, you know, and prove our humanity and live. Because if there were no challenge to being human, it wouldn't be worth much. You know, it's worth so much because it's so hard to be a true human being, and therefore it becomes all the more beautiful and noble when that happens, you know. So let's all support each other in that. Yes. You know, the prophets were our brothers. That's what they're called in the Quran. They're brothers of each other. And so they have no problem with each other, of course. They're here, you know, in the world of souls. They're praying for us, and they're all together as a unified body, praying for humanity, hoping, you know, and praying and interceding for us, and that we will be successful and overcome our limited selves and become truly human. Yeah, that's great. Good. We're just beginning. We're just sitting down now to begin, you know, our Sufi traditional prayer and ceremony. So we offer this once weekly as a way. It's like a great prayer, or a communal prayer and chanting and praise, and where we chant some of God's names. And the first one is La ilaha illallah. Inwardly, we say Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah means there's really only one reality. Things appear diverse, and, you know, with all the faith traditions, it looks like there are many paths. Or some people think there are many gods, but actually there's one reality who is powerful over all and merciful to all. And so that's really, I would say, we sink into that. We allow ourselves to immerse ourselves in that unity, in that being, and then we will stand up, we rise, and we will chant the Living One, which is the name Hai. So we, before zikr, we like to close our eyes and open our hearts, allow our minds to dwell in the heart. Just allowing everything to open and drop away. So we offer open vessels to God. It's actually a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful state. It's like you're waiting for God, and God is waiting for you. Most of the time, God's waiting for us. You know, to turn our attention or to become aware, and, you know, to ask or anything, to be grateful, to ask from God. And we're running and kind of coasting along and forgetful, and then all of a sudden something will remind us, you know, that we have a Lord and we can say thank you, or we can ask our Lord
something good for ourselves, our families, other people. But this moment is a very beautiful moment before the zikr, where it's like before we plunge in and we just wait. There's even an expression of it in Sufism. It's the sitting on the prayer carpet of God. So you're in that intimacy, but there's a kind of pause, and there's definitely divine presence, but it's like nothing overt is happening, but it's all there. Almost like in the cloud before creation, before God said, be, kun, we're here in this potential, state of potential. It's very special to taste that. We begin the zikr. I might as well talk a little bit about the zikr for those of you not familiar with it. So the zikr is said to be the praise of all creation. And it's kind of a cosmic journey of the human soul from pre-eternity, where it lived or existed, we could say, or some call it a state of actually non-existence, but it was existence in God, but not manifest and not given the divine attributes. And then with the word be, all of these beings, all of these entities, souls, took on form and life and destinies, and then came through different levels of, you know, heavens, and descended into earth, and then were born in human form. And then through birth here on earth, there is usually the forgetting, and then so that process of going back into a state of absence or heedlessness, and then the remembering again, and the coming and the return to their Lord, our one Lord, and then the gathering together of all the beings, of all the souls, and then the great return into God and into stepping into the hereafter. And so the zikr is said to actually symbolize, in a way, kind of reenact and embody these energies of that journey. So in our own, we begin with the praise of the Prophet. We sing to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And honor his light, the Nur Muhammad. And then the different stages of zikr reflect, you know, different stages of the human journey. So, but you will feel it intuitively. It's not needs to be held as a mental thing, but more it's intuitively felt.